There is a tree, and a goat will pass by the tree, and this is just a tree. So this is the clay, right? But to me, when I pass the tree, first of all, I admire the existence of this who resisted the clear cutting. And you see, I'm thinking about something which is not in the tree. It's in me. Thought is in me. It will be provoked by spirituality in me. That's the breath of Jesus in me. So when I look at the tree, I start to think. Not like a goat. Let's make the tree the grass. Okay, the goat, we look at the grass, let's break it. Let's eat it. That's the edible stuff. I look at it and I start thinking. This will happen with that breath. Then
your
tasbih.
Tasbih
or subhan is the prayer, is zikr and all that. You know what tasbih is. Yes, your tasbih.
Your tasbih is an exhalation from the water and clay. It became the bird of paradise through the breathing of your heart's sincerity.
Now you get it, right? He started with this stuff, step by step. He said, look at this earthly existence. Earthly existence is not important. You make something out of this. Something else is happening here. The best example is zikr. Tasbih is that. Okay. I do some zikr. What am I doing? Making some noises. And repeating it, which is silly. But something will happen in me. Like that, my breath in this tasbih suddenly started to fly to the heaven. What is that feeling over there? A believer sitting down and having a rosary in hand and doing this. He says, physically, this is nonsense, isn't it? But mentally, look at the person. Because the person, by doing this, is trying not to think about himself, to open up to this universe, and is praying to an invisible source and all that stuff. And it works, because we will see there are different people. What do you say about cause and effect over there? This is what cause and effect to us is. Because somebody sitting down and repeating something that he doesn't know what it is. Some gibberish stuff. I don't know, somebody gave him that. The peer will give you a zikr that you don't understand. You sit down and you repeat it because you believe in him and that chain of connection and spirituality. And this will change you. You explain the cause and effect, your physical cause and effect to me. This is the other cause and effect. Because studying spirituality will change you, even studying it. Being present in a holy place when they pray, and you are not a believer over there, let's say you are a Christian and you go in a Buddhist temple, just your presence over there will change you. These are the cause and effects that you should notice. Yes?
Mount Sinai, from the radiance of Moses, began to dance, became a perfect Sufi, and was freed from blemish.
Okay, this is the best example Rumi will give you as a teaser, because he's clever and he knows that. Whatever he's talking about, you're thinking something else. Now he'll tell you, okay, let me give you this. That moment that started with Allahumma arani, Moses said, oh God, let me see you. And God said, oh, I'm sorry, you cannot see me. No, I want to see you. They said, okay, get out of the way, I will show myself to that mountain. Then you will see. Then what happened? In your stories, mountain blew up. Because you want to exaggerate in your story that it was ruined, the mountain. And Moses was frightened, so he didn't insist in seeing God. That's the way you see the story, right? To shut him up. To Rumi, it's not that. First of all, who's Moses?
Look at the mountain. Mountain saw God.
Oh, good for the mountain. The hell with the Moses.
First of all, because when the God is there and seeing it, this is the story.
Remember, say, in that moment when God revealed himself to the mountain, mountain started to be enchanted and dancing. And all Moses did was to fall on the ground from fear. Okay? So I told you this story. How did you feel? Why? Because it was poetic, right? But, excuse me, this young boy will say, isn't it about the mountain could rumble and come down, but mountain could not ever dance? What do you say to that? He said it's just a story, right? Rumi meant it to be. Who thinks that this is just a story? Listen carefully, read the last verse.
What wonder if the mountain became a venerable Sufi? The body of Moses also was from a piece of clay.
It says, if you believe that the mountain is nothing, this is reserved for the human beings. Moses was an animal, it's an earthly stuff, right? Where is the prophecy over there? It's not in the clay. But it could be in the clay because you cannot divide it. And say, I say that mountain became the Sufi. And he said, And I say, Moses became the Sufi. Why do you believe it? It's the same. There is something behind the existence. That's what we are talking about. And that mountain to Rumi, by the way, later you will see, is this universe existence. When he wants to refer to this world, you say, this is a mountain. And it will echo to our chanting and all that. But it is alive. Yes?
How the Jewish king scoffed and denied and would not accept the counsel of his intimates. The king of the Jews beheld these marvelous things, but he had nothing except mockery and denial. His counselors said, do not let go beyond bounds. Do not drive the steed of obstinacy so far. He handcuffed the counselors and confined them. He committed one injustice after another. When the matter reached this pass, a shout came. Hold your foot, O cur, for our vengeance is come. After that, the fire blazed up 40 ells high, became a ring and consumed those Jews. From fire was their origin in the beginning, they went to their origin in the end. That company was born of fire. The way of particulars is towards the universal.
Okay. The end of the story. Remember the story started with this guy having an idol and say, if you believe in this, I will let you go, if not. And all this magical stuff happened, but the guy would not learn. He insisted on whatever he was believing in. Some people gave him good advice. He cut them, he wrote their hand and thing like that, put them in prison, because he didn't want to believe in something else. He believed in himself. Then what happened? There was something said from above that, oh, you dog! Wait, that we are going to punish you. Why the dog? You remember, dog is the guardian of the house. Dog is not a pet. Dog is a guardian of the house, the guardian of the herd of the sheep, helper of the shepherd, but the one that is not supposed to live in the house, at the gate. This is self-protection feeling. This is dog. We talk about the ego in form of four different animals. One of them is dog. The worst is dog. Because dog has two bad habits. One is believing in us. That's the first thing. Dog knows the herd. Dog knows all the known people to the family, they come and go, doesn't work. But a foreigner, for dog, foreigner is a wolf. Sounds familiar? Sort of nationalistic idea is in the dog. This is the first thing. What is the second one?